It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
More of Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Valdez is in at second, by the way. The pitch is a line hopper towards short into the outfield, a base hit. Cedan is going to come up throwing. They send the runner, and the tag is not in time. Head first slide, and the Yankees win it 2-1. It just took one hitter, and New York wins for the second straight night in extra innings. Winkowski was ahead of Soto 1-2, laid one in there, and passed the dive of the shortstop. Trevor Story, Cedan could not get enough on the throw, and the Yankees win it 2-1.
It's Will Fleming on the call there. The Red Sox walked off by the Yankees. That was in September. I want to say September 12th. Yeah, September 12th. The Red Sox, obviously, in the month of September, things were actively falling apart, so weren't a lot of wins there to be sure. Let's see, when did this happen? This was part of losing 3 out of 4 to the Yankees in New York. They would then go on to lose a series to Tampa. I think they beat Minnesota, and then the season was basically over after that. The Yankees were still trying to hold on to first place in the AL East, and Juan Soto with his first walk-off of the season. It happened there in that game against the Red Sox in extra innings on September 12th, a 2-1 game. And the only reason I played that is because now Juan Soto is a free agent, and according to reports, he is at the top of the Red Sox quote-unquote want list. I'm annoyed. I'm already annoyed. You're not annoyed by want list? He's on top of my want list.
Should he be on the top of every team's want list?
No. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, he should.
But he's also, according to reports, the second in line to get a meeting with Soto.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more than just a want list. I have lots of wants in this world, right? Like, I want a nice new car. It doesn't mean I actually am going to the dealer to test drive it because they might ask me, like, prove you have the money to buy this car, check your credit kind of thing. But they actually have a meeting. They're second in line. That doesn't take it a step further. That doesn't make you
intrigued. It takes it a step further. They are actually sitting down and having a meeting. It's not just all over the phone like it was with Ohtani and some of these other guys. And so, sure, fine. That means something. Jeff Passan reported today Soto is at the top of the Red Sox want list. He also wrote that the Red Sox have a meeting on the books with Soto this week. And like the Blue Jays, their aggressiveness extends into the starting pitching market as well. Passan then wrote that the Yankees and the Mets are the favorites for Soto, who appears to like playing in New York City. I think there's a pretty good chance here that Soto ends up back with the Yankees. I think that that's entirely possible. They did just go to the World Series. I know they lost, but they did make it there. And if you're Juan Soto and you're looking at that and the money's roughly the same or, you know, maybe even a little bit better, then it's not really much. It's a no-brainer, right? You want to stay with the Yankees. You want to stay with the team you just made it to the World Series with. The Mets are a different story, although they had a pretty good playoff run. And I think that in general, these are going to be some of the hurdles that teams like the Red Sox and the Blue Jays, who also had a big meeting with them as well, are going to face. Now, here's the difference. I think the Blue Jays are going to be willing to throw whatever they need to at Juan Soto. I think that they will say, you know what? Name your price here. You write down the number. You send it over to me. We'll get it done. We want you that bad. We'll do it. I don't know that the Red Sox are there, and I think that that's going to hurt them. I think that's going to hurt them in the pursuit. If they're not all out ready to do whatever they have to do to land Juan Soto, and I don't think that they are, they're not going to get him. There's going to be other teams out there that'll go that extra mile, or there will be better situations for him to pick. And I think it's going to come down to that. That's why I'm not optimistic like you are on this.
So, but I think you're confused. I don't feel certain they're going to get him. Like, I'm not all in that they're the top favorite, most likely, whatever you want to call it. I do think they are legitimately interested. I do think they're going to approach whatever it is, $500 million. Mm-hmm. I think the estimate now is it's going to be a 14-year deal for north of $35 million a year.
Okay.
Whatever those numbers are. I didn't run into my
head. No way I'm doing that in my head. Yeah.
Yeah. If I even was capable of it.
Ay mucho dinero is what it is.
It's a lot of money.
Boatload of money.
Beautiful words by a beautiful man.
Thank you very much. Will.
Unlike anything the Red Sox have ever done before, you know, blow away the Devers contract, probably close to double it.
14 and 35 is $490 million, though.
Okay. So we're talking about a half a billion dollars because. Maybe it's not quite $600 million. I have seen that $600 million figure thrown out there. And then you get into all the weird stuff, too, right? Like the Ohtani deferred money and how far down the road you're deferring things. And that's an annoying thing. So I don't really want to get into that.
Assuming that there's only enough money for either Soto or help in the rotation, right? I mean, like, if you assume that they can just go out and spend whatever and get help everywhere they need it, then fine. But if it's going to come down to one thing or the other, if you can get Soto or you can get two pretty good pitchers, either one of which would be number one on your team compared to what you have right now with Houck and Crawford and those guys and Pivetta. And Pivetta, by the way, who's expected, according to Boris, to get a big contract offers this offseason. Again, according to Boris. But if that's it, if it's between one or the other, you going with Soto or you fixing the rotation?
I think I would go with Soto. But I was just looking up real quick. I don't know how accurate this is, 2025 financial summary on SpotTrack. I don't know if that, it's $107 million current payroll allocations, projected is 130. So
okay.
Don't they have plenty of money to spend?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that a $35 million contract and a 30 if you want it?
Sure.
Multiple contracts with silly numbers out there. Like, I don't, that's the limited mentality. I feel like they've broken you down more than you even know. That you're like, well, if you have to pick one, why do I have to pick one? We're the Boston effing Red Sox.
Yeah, I've asked that question every offseason for the last 3 years. I mean,
right.
Come on.
But, see, that's where you and I differ.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The history is on your side for the reasoning for your mentality. Mine is more, they did have some sort of a plan. They've built up said plan to the point where Craig Breslow is acknowledging this is the point you reach in the development of an organization where you supplement the talent you've homegrown or you even utilize the talent you've homegrown to bring in tentpole players, star players. And they have the money and they have the prospects to do that.
Yeah,
this
but they
offseason.
Don't have to trade for Soto.
No.
Soto's just money.
Right. That's my point. So then you trade for Crochet, but you're going to have to extend him. He wanted an extension last year. He wasn't going to play in the postseason. So I just think, A, you can do both. You can absolutely add both. There's no reason the Boston Red Sox have to be an either or in this situation. And
I agree with this, by the way. I don't think there's any reason they should be. It's just they have been.
Right, but they have been. You know, that's they can't run from their history, and it clearly has left a painful mark on your psyche.
It has.
And the way you approach this. But I think the team was different. It's the phrase that you hated from Mayo. Those teams are in a different place
cycle,
in their cycle.
Sure.
And the Red Sox of past years were in a different place in their cycle.
Okay, but these last couple of years, I don't think so. I think these last couple of years, they were right there on the precipice of that third wild card and were a player away or a big move at the deadline away from being in that conversation. And instead, they fall apart every year because they don't make any improvement.
But you're just looking at it from the standings. I agree with you on that. They convinced us they were. I'm looking at it from, it was Marcelo Mayer. It was one guy. There was one guy you talked about for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I started to feel bad for the guy. I was like, there's no way this guy lives up to the hype.
Right.
And now it's the big four. Now it's so much so, well, we can trade for Crochet without even giving up the big four because we got the deepest organization. You got Campbell. You're right. The next Barry Bonds. You got all these
Kyle Teal. Yeah.
That's a sailboat. It would be a keel. Teal. You have this organization. That's where I mean. I think they've kind of transitioned from Bloom's plan to Breslow's plan here, and now it's about augmenting that and supplementing that. They're at a different place in their cycle where they're at the top of the cycle, and I admit I've been suckered by the manager saying this is the last time we're going to do this. We're not failing to compete again, right? This is the last. It's not going to be hard like this in the future. That knowledge, I think, and there's opportunities. We're fixating on Soto. there's a lot of other opportunities.
There are.
Right? Like, they could do this in different ways that would probably appease both of us, if we're being honest. Right? The kid coming over from Japan that throws 100 miles an hour and has the best forkball
Sasaki.
Yeah. That this quirky thing where he doesn't want to wait two more years and get $300 million, so he's coming over for like $12 million.
Right.
I'm not sure his plan is the greatest plan for himself personally. Seemed to work for Yamamoto. Just wait till people are giving you $300 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Wait a couple of years.
Worked out pretty good for him. Yeah, Roki Sasaki, Corbin Burns. I mean,
Corbin Burns
has
other arms out
there. It's a good free agent class.
Right.
Adamas, Pete Alonso, Soto. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of
Bregman,
guys out there.
Bregman, Hernandez.
Sure, yeah.
So, like,
Bregman,
if you want to convince me.
Santander. Like, there's a lot of guys out there,
If you want to convince me they want to sign three $200 million players instead of one $600 million player, I'm open. I'll listen to that. Because I do think that's probably a safer way of doing business, especially in this day and age where it feels like everybody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Even position players. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got Trevor Story. Has he played for the Red Sox the last 3 years? Like, he's always hurt.
Minimally.
And that's the danger of going all in on a guy like Soto. Now, the flip side of that is you go all in on a guy like Ohtani, and he puts up one of the greatest seasons you're ever going to see.
Yeah.
So,
and the Red Sox did not really have much say. The fact that they were so laissez-faire about guys like Ohtani and Yamamoto and everybody in last offseason, when they were, again, in the mix, I know they didn't have quite the same farm system. It was a good farm system last year.
Agreed.
And they didn't. They just passed on all those guys. And I don't know. It's hard for me to imagine a Leopard suddenly changing his spots right back in one offseason.
That is weird. I will agree with that, because that's a little bit like the Jonas Williams deal. Like, just because you signed Jonas Williams doesn't set you back, doesn't ruin your plan.
Who's Jonas Williams?
The left tackle for the Cardinals that everybody
Jonah
wanted.
Jonah Williams.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Jonah. Yeah, it's his brother.
Well, I wasn't sure what sport we were
Jonas
talking
Brothers.
About. Jonas Brothers.
But, like, you could have signed him and made him a swing tackle, whatever. Like, you can make a move a year too early
based on
your, like, big master plan. And I agree with you on that last year. You could have done that as step one of, like, a multi-year plan.
Yeah, instead, the Dodgers signed everybody like they do every year, and you're sitting there holding your you-know-what, you know? Like, that's annoying.
Bat.
Yeah, exactly. Teoscar Hernandez, he's a free agent again. So, you know, there's options
I would just
out
like
there.
A little optimism from you. Just
listen,
a little.
As soon as they give me a reason, I'll be right there.
They got a meeting with Soto.
Okay, great.
Doesn't that feel like at least a half a reason?
Not particularly, no.
I mean,
meetings are great. I love meetings.
Yeah, but meetings can lead to
got a big meeting tomorrow.
Action.
Yeah.
Got a big meeting tomorrow?
No.
Is it a lunch meeting?
Probably. I don't know if lunch will be served or not. Either way.
I like lunch.
That's what's going on with the Red Sox right now. Meeting with Juan Soto, as are the Blue Jays, the Mets, and the Yankees, according to Jeff Passan, are the leaders in the clubhouse right now.
Why would Soto never come to Boston?
Retain his services. Why would he never come to Boston? I don't think.
401. Soto would never come to Boston.
Because they're not going to pay him enough.
Well, no,
that's the reason.
But that's not a reason he would never come to Boston. He's going to go where he gets paid. I think he said that at his locker after the World Series.
He'll go where he's paid, and if it's roughly, you know, similar money, he'll go where he has the best opportunity to win. I think it's as simple as that.
And it's comfortable,
money,
maybe.
And it's winning.
Because he has bounced around three straight years, right?
Is that 3 years
Didn't
now?
Did he go from Washington to San Diego to Yankees?
I believe so. I don't know if that was just in the last 3 years, but that sounds right. And listen, he's a great player, obviously, and he's 26, 27, whatever he is. Washington, San Diego, 2 years in San Diego.
Okay.
And then last year with the Yankees. So, yeah, he has bounced around.
I wouldn't want to bounce around. I certainly wouldn't want to go to Canada. No disrespect to our friends that are listening in Canada, but seems like it adds a layer of hassle.
Hey, I've got audio of the offer to Soto from the Red Sox. You ready?
Oh, let's hear it.
It's up to 1 year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
All right. Jelly of the Month Club. Very good.
You would have been a good Clark Griswold with your anger and your negative view of things.
Yeah.
You would have worked in that role.
I also hallucinate the hot blonde women driving around on the highway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Or in the pool.
In the pool.
Yeah.
Hey, honey. Just went for a swim. 617-779-7937. Drake May. Is he going to take these Patriots to the playoffs?
There goes my optimism out the door. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.